Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today, we're going to be reviewing a whole bunch of different things. But before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Write your name at the top of your paper. Do you hear our holiday music? We've got holiday music in the background, and a fire's going in the fireplace, and it's all cozy here. I hope it's cozy where you are. All right, put down your pencil. There's a picture at the top of your page, and we are going to be coloring some things. You have to listen to what I say and color it the way that I say it. So first up, do you see the curtains on the stage? They're pulled back. There's one on one side of your paper, and there's another curtain on the other side of your paper. Let's color those red. Any kind of red you can find works for me. Those are some big red curtains on the stage. And they're pulled open because there's some kids up there singing, it looks like. Having a little holiday show. All right. While we're coloring, let's talk about the word curtain. Curtain. Can you hear the beginning sound in curtain? And if I told you, okay, it's not a K, it's not the K sound, do you know what other letter makes the k sound? You got it. The letter C. The letter C says curtain, curtain. All right, can you hear the last sound in the word curtain, the ending sound? Say curtain, curtain. Do you hear the last sound? Yep, N, curtain. I'm on my second curtain right now. So that helps you know, like, how fast I'm coloring and how fast or slow you're coloring. Hopefully you're not done. If you finish both curtains, you might be going a little bit too fast. So curtain begins with a K, a C, and ends with N, curtain. Can you think of another word that ends with N? I'm going to give you one. I'll sound it out. Ready? Man. Man ends with N. And it begins with what? M. And in the middle is Yep, short A. Okay, 5 seconds. And I want you to finish both of those curtains. Okay, ready? I see some ornaments on the tree that's on the stage. Let's color those ornaments. Let's do blue. Any kind of blue will work. Let's color the ornaments on the tree blue. Let's count them as we color. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 ornaments are on the tree. And then let's color the tree green. You can go around the ribbon and color the ribbon a different color later if you want. Or you can just go ahead and color the ribbon. I'm going to go ahead and color the ribbon while I'm coloring this part green. So there are 10 ornaments on the tree. If we took off one of those ornaments, let's say my dog Murphy came over and took one. That's based on maybe a true story. But let's say we have 10 ornaments on this tree and we took one off. How many ornaments would still be on the tree? Yep, 9. 10 take away 1 is 9. 10 take away 1 is 9. We are subtracting. That's called subtracting. We said 10 take away 1. We could also say 10 minus 1. Okay, well, let's say we have 10 ornaments on the tree, and Murphy came over and knocked off 2 ornaments. So it would be 10 minus 2, what would that answer be? Yes, 8. 10 minus 1 is 9. 10 minus 2 is 8. Let's put down our green crayon and find a yellow crayon. Let's color the star at the top of the tree yellow. And then do you see the stars hanging across the stage? How many do you see hanging across the stage? Me too, I see 2. Let's color those yellow. So we have 1 on the tree and 2 across the stage. How could we make that into an addition equation? If we have 1 on the tree and 2 across the stage, what could we say? 1 plus 2 on the stage equals how many in all? 3, you got it. Put down that yellow crayon. Let's color the present under the tree. Let's color the present. Let's color it purple. Pretty purple color. Color the ribbon and the bow purple too. So present, present. What sound does present begin with? Present. Yes, the letter P. There's another word that begins the same as present. It's the color we're using. Purple. Purple present. They both begin the same way. They both begin the same way. What sound do you hear at the end of present? Present. Yep, a T. Okay, I'm finished with my purple present. Let's move over to the reindeer. Look how cute. Let's color that reindeer's nose red. Go ahead and color the reindeer's nose red. And then let's color the reindeer brown. Brown. I can't find my brown crayon, as a matter of fact. There it is. All right, brown reindeer. Let's talk about the word brown. What does the word brown, what letter sound does brown begin with? B, B, B. And then how does it end? Brown. N. It ends the same. Yes, as curtain. Brown ends the same way. Okay, so we've got a brown reindeer. What about reindeer? What does reindeer begin with? Reindeer. Yes, it begins with the letter R. What's it end with? Reindeer. R. Reindeer begins with R and ends with R. Awesome. I love when stuff like that happens. It's so cool. Okay, take a couple of more seconds for your brown reindeer. Let's look at the girl and the boy singing. They're so brave. I wonder what they're singing. I wonder if they're singing, let it go, let it, no, you don't think so? All right, that's fine. Okay, do you see the girl? She's got some bows in her hair. Let's color her bows pink, the bows in her hair pink. Even if you wanted her to have different colored bows, you got to follow those directions, listen and learn. We're going to do pink bows in her hair, pink bows in her hair, and then you can put down the pink crayon. And let's give her a blue bow. I'm going to use my blue greenish blue, the like light blue. Let's give her a blue bow on her dress. So she has 2 bows in her hair and 1 bow on her dress. 2 and 1 make 3. Let's give her some brown hair. Color her hair brown. Even if you wanted her hair to be different colors. Nope. Even if you wanted her to have green hair, nope. We're going to color it brown. You got to follow those directions. Okay. All right. We got brown hair on her. And now let's put down our brown crayon and color her dress. Let's do green. Let's say she's green. I'm going to do my yellow green, my light green crayon. We'll have her be fancy for the holidays. And green and blue go well together for her bow and her on her dress. So we'll put on a green dress. Okay. Almost done. She's got a microphone. Do you know how much I love microphones? I actually have a microphone right now while I'm recording this lesson with you. I love it. Okay, let's give her some black shoes. If you don't have a black crayon, it's okay. You can use your pencil. Give her some black shoes. I'm going to leave her socks white. Oh, she just looks adorable. Okay. done with the girl. Let's look to the boy. Ready? He's got a tie on. I like his tie. Let's color his tie blue. I'm going to use the same color of blue that I used for the girl's bow on her dress, but it doesn't matter. Whatever blue you want to make his tie. What sound does tie begin with? Tie. Yep, the letter T. And then let's give this boy a red shirt. We'll make him festive for the show, for the holiday show. Any kind of red will work. We'll give him a red shirt. Shirt. Shirt has a shh sound. Do you know what two letters make the shh sound? That's called a digraph. I don't know if you've learned digraphs yet. My class just did. What about shh? S-H makes the shh sound. Shh, he's singing. We need to listen to what he's singing. All right, let's put blue pants on him. Any kind of blue. Blue pants on him. Maybe he's wearing nice pants, nice jeans. Okay, pants. What beginning sound does pant begin with? P, and then pant. Pant, how does it end? T, but we're going to say pants. How's that end? Yep, it has an S. Okay, put down your blue crayon. Let's give him some brown shoes. Go ahead and give him some brown shoes. And then we will color his hair. Let's color his hair yellow. We'll give him some blonde hair. What does hair begin with? What sound does hair begin with? H. And then what sound does hair end with? Hair. R. You got it. Hair begins with H, ends with R. Hair. Okay, one last thing before we move down to the bottom. Let's color the microphone stand gray. I don't have a gray crayon, so I'm going to use my pencil. So it's the stand. It's the one that the boy is using. So just color the stand. And then the microphone itself, we're going to color it gray. I'm using my pencil. Gray. Gray. What sound does gray start with? G. Gray. And then let's color the microphone that the girl is holding too. Let it go. Let it. No. Okay. I'll let it go. That's fine. Okay. You can put all your crayons away. We are going to work at the bottom of our paper. Okay, do you see the tie? And next to it is a line. We're going to write a letter there. We're going to write the letter that the word tie begins with. Tie. Yep, write the letter T. It can be a capital or a lowercase. It doesn't matter to me. Tie. Scoot over. We have microphone. Microphone. What letter does that begin with? M. Go ahead and write the letter M next to microphone. Okay, hold it. Stop. First of all, you don't know if I'm going to say gift or present, but guess what? It doesn't matter because they both end the same way, and we're going to write the letter that ends gift and present. What letter ends gift, present? Yep, T. Write the letter T. And the last one is reindeer. How does reindeer end and begin? R. Reindeer has an R. So let's check. You should have T, M, T, R. All right, let's go down to the sentence. There's four words in our sentence, so there are four bubbles. There's a bubble. I have to call it a bubble, but basically it's a circle under each word. Let's read the sentence. I'll read it first. You just point to those circles under the word. Ready? The stars are yellow. Now point and read it with me. The stars are yellow. One more time. The stars are yellow. We don't want to sound like a robot when we read that, so we don't want to say the stars are yellow. We want to say the stars are yellow. Now, I have a problem with this sentence. I did not begin the sentence the way I am supposed to. How am I supposed to begin the sentence? Yes, with a capital T. Will you go right on top of that lowercase t and write a capital T with your pencil? Just draw it right on top. I'm going to like make it kind of dark. Make a capital T right on top of the lowercase t. And then I'm telling you the stars are yellow. I'm telling that to you. So it's a telling sentence. So what do I need to put at the end of my sentence? A period. Will you write a period for me right now? The stars are yellow. Can you find the word are? It's the third word. The stars are. A-R-E. Will you fill in that bubble under the word are? Color in the circle with your pencil. Under the word are. The stars are yellow. R-A-R-E. So we have a capital. We have a period. And we worked on the word are for a sight word. Are yellow. The stars are yellow. Okay. Move down to the bells, the pretty bells with the bow. Will you do me a favor and draw 6 hearts on the bells? We're going to draw 3 on one bell. Draw 3 hearts on one bell. Do your best job. You don't have to be a heart expert. And draw 3 hearts on the other bell. Because 3 and 3 make how many? Let's check. Count your hearts. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 3 and 3 make 6 hearts on the bell. All right, scoot over. Do you see the counters in the tin frame? There are how many? Let's touch them and count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Let's draw the rest to make 10. How many more do we need to draw? Go ahead and draw them. 1, 2, 3. Color the ones you drew. Color them in. You should have drawn 3. 1 in each empty box. If you color them in, that way we have 7 white ones and 3 colored ones. And 7 and 3 make how many? We just made 10. Okay, scoot over. That word says plus. Let's trace it. Plus means we are going to add or subtract. What will we do if we have plus? We will add. Go ahead. 7, trace that. Plus 3, trace that. That's 7 white counters. Plus 3 counters we colored in equals how many in all? 10. Write it on the line. Boys and girls, you did it. We did all the things. We did so many different skills. I'm so happy. I want you to remember that you rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Happy holidays. Bye.